Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast as we continue our studies in the Gospel by John. My name is Andrew Deville, and I'm going to be thinking with you about some of the verses in John chapter 1. We're going to read John chapter 1 from verse 32 to verse 34. And John bare record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." Now we're also going to read a verse in chapter number 19 and verse 35. "And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe." And then finally in Acts chapter 10, and we're breaking into a message preached by Peter the apostle, and in verse 40 he says this, "Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead." And we know that God will bless this reading of the scriptures. I'd like to think about three witnesses to the Lord Jesus. In John chapter 1, we've read of the words of John the Baptist. And he said this, "And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." The word "bear record" means to bear witness to or to bear testimony to. And John presents himself as an eyewitness to the Lord Jesus. And in John chapter 1, we have a witness to his person. Who is Jesus of Nazareth? Well, John the Baptist had no doubt, "I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." In John chapter 19, it's not John the Baptist who is speaking, but John the Apostle. And it's not so much a witness as to the person of the Lord Jesus, but it's a witness in relation to the death of the Lord Jesus. And John says, "And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe." And John has described the events of the Lord's death, how that the Roman soldiers did not break his legs, but they broke the legs of the two malefactors. But seeing that the Lord Jesus was dead already, a soldier pierced his side and there came out blood and water. And John says, "The purpose of my witness to you is that ye might believe." So we have a witness in relation to who the Lord Jesus is, his person. And we have a witness in relation to his death. And when we come to Acts chapter 10, we have a witness as to his resurrection. And Peter later is preaching to a Roman centurion called Cornelius. And he declares himself to be amongst the witnesses who could witness of the reality of the resurrection of Christ. And he says this, "Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead." And if we were to ask Peter and say, "Peter, how do you know that Jesus is alive? How do you know that he rose from the dead?" Well, Peter said, "We met him. And one of the things he did was he ate and drank with us. We saw him eating and drinking, a sure proof that he was risen from the dead." And so we have a number of witnesses, many other witnesses, but here are three important witnesses to us in relation to the Lord Jesus. We have a witness as to his person, a witness as to his death, and a witness in relation to the fact that he rose from the dead. I want to concentrate for a moment or two just on this witness of John the Baptist. He says, "I saw and bear record and bear testimony that this is the Son of God." As men looked upon Jesus of Nazareth, they saw a man. and he truly was a man. But John the Baptist had come to understand that he was more than a man. He is the Son of God. And as the Son of God, it is a title that brings with it his absolute deity, that this is none other than God manifest in flesh. And we may ask John the Baptist, what was it that persuaded you that this is the Son of God? And John takes us back to an event that took place in the River Jordan. John had been baptizing, and the people had come to him and confessed their sins, and their baptism was a token of that repentance. But one day Jesus of Nazareth came to him, and John recognized that he was somebody very different. And against his initial view of not baptizing Jesus, he eventually did. And as the Lord Jesus emerged from the River Jordan, something quite remarkable happened. He saw the heavens opened, and he saw the Holy Spirit in bodily shape like a dove descending from heaven, and it abode upon the Lord Jesus. And he heard a voice from heaven, the voice of God the Father. And that testimony that was born by that voice is this: this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And on that day, of all the people who had been baptized, Jesus of Nazareth was singled out as being different. Only upon him did the Holy Spirit descend. Only to him were the heavens opened, and only about him was the voice of God the Father declared. And this was sufficient to convince John the Baptist that the person who he had come to meet and who he was now bearing witness to is the Son of God. Now, of course, when we are presented with witness statements, a response is required from us. We need to either accept that witness statement or reject it. And these witnesses in the New Testament that we've read of are presenting to us a witness regarding the Lord Jesus, who he is, the Son of God, what happened at Calvary, his death, and the provision for our cleansing from our sins, and the fact that he rose from the dead the third day and appeared to his disciples and gave them proofs that he was genuinely risen from the dead. He ate and drank with them, a sure proof of the reality of his bodily resurrection. And what is the response that God requires of us? What is the response that God wishes us from us as we think about these witnesses? Well, says John in chapter 19, I've given you this witness, and I know that this witness is true, and it is that ye might believe. God wants us to believe in his Son. He wants us to accept as true the witness that the scriptures bear to the Lord Jesus. And he wants us to place our confidence and trust in him, that we might receive him. To as many as receive him, verse 12 of chapter 1 tells us, as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And as you listen to this podcast and think about the testimony of these witnesses, John the Baptist, John the Apostle, the Apostle Peter, we urge you to accept the testimony that they bring to us, to accept that Jesus is indeed the Son of God, accept that he died at the cross of Calvary and indeed died for our sins, and accept too the witness of Peter that God raised him from the dead, and that Peter met him having risen from the dead and saw him eat and drink, sure witness to the fact that he was really alive again. And if you accept that Peter brings to us the truth that Jesus Christ is alive, then we have to take dealings with that the Son of God. We need to take these claims seriously, and we need to come as John says, and believe. God wants that response from our hearts. He wants us to repent of our sins and to believe on his Son. And in this broadcast, we urge you to take account of the witnesses that are presented to us in Scripture regarding the Lord Jesus, as to his person, as to his death, and as to his resurrection. Shall we pray? Our God and Father, we thank thee for the witness that has been borne to us in the Scriptures concerning the Lord Jesus, and we pray that there might be those who will hear these words, and through hearing the words of Scripture and taking account of the witness that is borne to them, might believe in thy Son for salvation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.